Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of July 12th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. I want to give a shout out to our newest patron, Terry. Thank you so much for supporting the Gamers In directly through patreon.com/thegamersin. If you want a shout out all month long, head on over and support us. And all that support goes right back into the show. It allows us to buy games. It allows us to pay for hosting. You know, you listen to podcasts. You understand how things work. So we really appreciate the support, and it helps us keep on talking about video games. Speaking of which, on the Gamers In, bit of a schedule hiccup last week. We should be back on schedule this week. Jocelyn had her second shot for COVID, and she was not feeling well. And I said, oh, well, and we'd already pushed the show a day to try to, and this was my idea, to try to capture, WoW 9.1. We just pushed a couple more days to see if Jocelyn was feeling better. And it wasn't, it's not fun doing a podcast with a fever. So I said, I'm doing a show with Lou, my co-host on Zombies Ate My Podcast. I'll just do like a 1.5 amount of recording, like a 1.5 podcasts. So we recorded Zamp. We were talking about a Resident Evil Netflix series, so I cut that out. If you listen to the Gamers In, you heard a piece of Zamp within Gamers In, so I hope you enjoyed that. But we are back to normal this week. I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about. I did finish Mass Effect 2 last night, did all the DLC, did the Shadow Broker stuff, did the suicide mission, didn't lose any characters, although I did all the loyalty stuff. And so, like, as long as you do all that, and you don't make any, like, clearly incorrect choices, I think you're fine. But in the moment, wow, is that stressful. So, and I even felt it, even though I knew going in that I would be fine. So, well, I'll probably talk about my time with Mass Effect 2. I've moved into Mass Effect 3, and continuing with the 2011 train here, I am probably going to pick up Skyward Sword HD, or at the very least talk about some expensive accessories that I've pre-ordered. That'll be not the next week, but the week after. It comes out on Friday. But other than that, I've got a couple smaller titles I want to talk about coming up. I know I've teased this already a couple times, but things keep getting in the way of me actually diving in to these games. But I'm playing Dark Deity, which is a Fire Emblem-type game, and Infinite Earth, which is a game Jocelyn played, and I finally got a chance to check it out thanks to the developers. So looking forward to that. We'll go over the news, although, mind you, we probably touched on most of the recent news on the Gamers In this previous episode, because we recorded so late, but you never know. New stuff might drop coming up Monday, Tuesday. But with that, we'll move into the Xenoblade Chronicles 2 update corner. Not a lot of substance for this one. I promised I would veer away from the main campaign to try to unlock the final form for Poppy, which is Tora's artificial blade. And, of course, it's a collection quest fest, so there's a bunch of just running around, collecting stuff, specific things. I used a guide to figure out where to get them. And I think I'm on the last step. The last step is basically the final collect-a-thon, where it's like, hey, it's going to take a week to build this, to power this upgrade, or you can put a bunch of junk into this, like, electricity converter. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm on the final stage. I didn't get a chance to finish it before I recorded this, although, mind you, I will finish off the Poppy upgrade, and I will go back to the main quest, and I'll start going around there. But I've actually unlocked a few more Blade side quests. I got one for Newt and one for Dahlia, so those popped up as I was working through the Poppy upgrade quest. So might try those out as well, because I think the Blade quests are interesting. They're more interesting than the random side quests. So that's the update corner for this week. Hopefully some more substance next week. Sounds like I'm getting close to the end of the game, so we'll see. Summoner's Call. I'm going to be talking about new Summer Heroes this week, and those really weird Book 2 videos that you may have seen. They got released over, I think, last week. What they're doing is they're doing an event where at the end of Book 2, if you're a Fire Emblem Heroes fan, and for those that aren't as well, end of Book 2 ended with the good guys winning, but the good guys won by Fjorm, one of the main original content character hero. She was the first legendary hero as well. She does this Rite of Ice or something, and she is supposed to die at some point, so she basically exchanges her soul to end the war. So I'm probably not remembering it correctly, and I'm recording this before Sumner's call, and Eddie is the details guy with this kind of stuff. So anyways, we're going to talk about that. They are continuing that story with Fjorm and her fate. And we're going to learn how that works. It's it'll be interesting. We're doing more Game Club. Right now we're working our way through a bunch of paralogues that are available to you in Part 2, as the deadline to finish those are coming up quick. And the calendar's looking light next week. Looks like a bit of a gap. So I believe we're going to take a week off. That is the plan. If you're a Summoner's Call fan, be sure to tune in to the show and have final word on that. I've gone through the calendar, but I might have missed something. Eddie is going through it as well. But the plan right now is to take next week off, bit of a summer break, and then come back strong when there are new heroes in just a couple weeks. So look forward to that. Looking at upcoming video games, if you're a Monster Hunter fan, you probably picked up Monster Hunter Stories 2 Wings of Ruin. That's out on Switch and PC right now. The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword HD is coming to the Switch on July 16th. Chris Tales is coming to pretty much everything, but also Game Pass on July 20th. The Great Ace Attorney Adventures is coming to PS4, Switch, and PC on July 27th. Nier Reincarnation is coming to iOS and Android on July 28th. Final Fantasy Pixel Remaster Series is coming to PC and mobile on July 29th. And finally, The Ascent is coming to Xbox and PC on July 29th, and that is also Game Pass. That's going to do it for this TGI Patreon mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have yourselves a great week.